Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you hear that song. We are incredibly happy to welcome back our friend, Miss Nikki Jhabvala from the Washington Post. Nikki, major life event. Do you want me to congratulate you on air or no?
Yes.
Nikki has welcomed lady. Baby boy Julian into the world. We are incredibly excited for Mama Nikki. How is everything going with that?
It's great.
How's the
He's
sleep?
Awesome.
Yeah, how's the sleep?
Getting better. It's getting there, you know, at 2.5 weeks, he's probably as good as he can be, you know, changed a lot of diapers.
Yeah.
The norm.
Same age as my grandson.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, that's crazy. Ooh. They're like right around there.
Yeah.
Are you just happier than you ever thought?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like, you don't think you can love anybody as much as possibly love this little creature. So
that's
amazing.
Great. Now, yeah. If you follow Nikki on Twitter, Xbox, whatever, you'll notice that on April 8th, she tweeted out, roster update, I've added Julian Henry Jhabvala to our team, and how excited you were. And then on April 9th, her next tweet was, the Commanders held a local pro day this afternoon for 20 draft prospects.
back to work.
Now, when I reached out to Nikki yesterday, I said, listen, I want to give you as much time as you want, but we want you back whenever you're ready. And she said, oh, I'm ready. I said, all right, but you can cancel at any time. You can hang up at any time. And we seriously mean it. We love having you on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock and playing the PD Pob. But you got more important things to do now, lady.
I appreciate it. No, I'm holding him now. He's asleep. So we're good.
This right, baby.
That baby is cool.
They
don't cooperate,
yeah, he woke up at 1.
They don't normally cooperate.
Especially when they hear my voice. They tend to scream. All right, let's get down to business then. Congrats again. We're so happy for you. Explain Visit Gate. What the hell's going on over there?
Yeah, I mean, they're just bringing in 20 or so prospects over the next couple of days. So there will be some interaction. These guys will kind of cross over. The ones that are here today and having their main visit during the day, you know, they'll have a night activity or whatever, and others will come in for that. So there will be some crossover, but there will be other things that are, of course, individual, like, you know, when they meet with coaches probably. So it's not a huge deal. I think it is interesting that they're bringing, you know, a group of 20 at the very last minute. Wednesday's the last day they can have prospects in for visits. They can still talk to them on Zoom, but Wednesday's the last day for visits. So yeah, they're getting them, you know, they'll get them all done in one fell swoop here.
Okay, so I mean, the headliners that
stop the rumors.
Yeah. Do you think this is a – it's not misinformation because they're not, like, putting out wrong stuff, but nobody can try to ascertain which quarterback they like more if they just have them all there at the same time, right?
Probably intentional. Probably. But I also think, you know, they were going to host all these quarterbacks on top 30 visits anyway. I think it became more intriguing at the thought of them, you know, sitting in a room together and answering all questions and, you know, whatever. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think, you know, they're going to be there. They're going to have like some, you know, group activity tonight as they typically do when they bring in prospects and then have normal meetings and let them tour the facility and meet with coaches and, you know, that'll be that. So.
Oh, I feel like Julian's making his radio debut.
Yeah, he's a little annoyed that he's not the center of attention right now.
Hey, Julian, if you can hear me, cry once for Jaden Daniels, cry twice for Drake May.
I swear he whispered Jaden in my ear the other night.
So we know that the Niners operate in this fashion where they just bring a whole bunch of dudes in at once.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anybody else around the league that does this?
I don't know. I was wondering that. I was talking to somebody else, and I was wondering that. I do know of the Niners, but I haven't made the rounds to see if this is, you know, more normal outside of them. But, you know, Adam Peters did it in San Fran, so it makes sense. This is his way of doing it.
Yeah, and they're clearly letting him run the operation, which I think is healthy.
They're in a new era. So what people did in the past, I think you got to change it up a little bit because everybody's looking for trends.
Right. Right, exactly.
So as we get closer to this thing, we're now 9 days out. I think, and B, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we all kind of believe, at least on our program, that it's probably going to be Jaden Daniels, but nothing is, you know, written in stone quite yet. Are you of the same belief?
I honestly don't know, and I'm, like, afraid to speculate because of that. I mean, Jaden Daniels... I like Jaden Daniels as a prospect. I think he's, you know, an incredible talent and would make a lot of sense for, you know, what Cliff Kingsbury has done in the past. To me, he's the one I would go with, but I honestly don't have a good read on what they're thinking. And I hate admitting that as a reporter, especially being a reporter covering this team, but that's how close they've kept things. And I think this is, I mean, I know this is one draft where they really have every option at their disposal to do anything.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I mean, speaking of that, what do you make of Penix being part of this group?
Not terribly surprised. I mean, I think they want to do their due diligence on all of these guys, whether they consider them in the, you know, top three or not. They still have the option of maybe, I shouldn't say that, you need a partner if you want to trade in any direction, but they could still theoretically trade back. Well, it seems highly unlikely, I think. But, you know, if they do that, then he does become somebody you would look at. So I think they're really being smart about just doing their due diligence and really getting to know these guys as well as they can going into the draft.
I think that's fair and probably smart. We're talking with Nikki Jhabvala here from the Washington Post. You can follow Nikki at Nikki Jhabvala, Jhabvala. When you zoom out of this and kind of look at the opportunity for Washington here, considering they cut Charles Leno and, frankly, have made no attempt to fill a starting left tackle spot. I like Cornelius Lucas, but I don't think that's the plan there.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously, you sign Marcus Mariota, but you trade away Sam Howell. Like, it's pretty clear that number two is going to be a quarterback, and they're going to try to address left tackle in this draft early on, would be my guess. If they can hit – forget the tackle. If they can just hit on the quarterback, which is a gigantic if, and whatever camp you're in, if it's May, Daniels, Penix, McCarthy, whoever, recognize that it's a total crapshoot. If they hit on that, how close do you think this team is to maybe – everybody's going to talk about Houston, right? And I think Houston's the outlier, not kind of the expectation.
Not the norm.
But what do you think they look like if QB is solid?
If the QB is solid, I think they're pretty close. Because I think it's even if they don't have the pieces around him yet, I think it's easier to get those pieces than to find the quarterback. As we found out in Washington over the last two decades or so, it's very, very hard to find, you know, that generational quarterback, a long-term starter. If they can find that guy, then I, you know, it's not easy finding a premium left tackle or, you know, a star receiver, but they do have a good receiving core. They do have good backs now. They do have a good, I think they have a good linebacking core. I can't believe I'm saying that. But, you know, they do have some good pieces now, and I think it is easier to find those other spots once you have that main guy in. So I think they would be closer. If you miss on the quarterback, then I think you're stuck in the same rut that you've been in for years.
For sure. And it's just going to be fascinating to watch. What do you make of Harris being involved? When we talked to him in Orlando, he was asked about being involved at the combine, and he was like, "Yeah, I was just curious. It's my first time doing it." And I kind of think this is the same. I also think when they're making a quarterback decision, it's so high level that you need that, like, most owners are going to be involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was just curious if you saw that anything else to it.
No, I saw it exactly as you did. I think he is curious about the process and he does want to learn more about it. I was told he's going to be observing, you know, these visits, but you're right. I mean, these are major investments for their team. This will change the trajectory of this franchise.
Well, I'd be shocked if he wasn't in
it. Exactly. Like, I think he should be in it, you know, like, it's his team. This is the most critical pick in years. So I think he should be there.
You spend $6 billion. And then you have to make a decision that probably is going to set your team on a upward trajectory or a downward. You want to be involved with that because that one decision could be the one thing that makes everything, that 6.05 go to about 7.55.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So that position is the most important, more important than the coach in my mind.
Yes. People are so upset the first time. I'm like, for what?
Yeah.
You know, Big John Thompson always said, if the guy is writing the check, he has a damn right to be wherever he wants to be.
Right.
Now, when the guy makes mistake after mistake after mistake, he should learn to back out of it like we had previously. But this dude here seems to be hitting nothing but home runs every time he hires somebody else in other positions. So I would think he wants to be around the other part too, but he's not making those decisions. He's just trying to learn the process.
And the difference is that, you know, when they're – involvement crosses over to meddling and trumps the decisions of the coaching and personnel staff, then it becomes a clear problem.
Yeah.
But it's his team. It's his investment. It's the most important signing / hire of you know, the last decade, I would say. So, yeah, he should be in it. Just don't, you know, come off a yacht and make a pick.
Just phone it in from the yacht. You don't even have to come off.
Just phone it in from the yacht. There you go.
Talking with our friend Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. Okay, so I know you are not going to give me a prediction, and that's fine. I'll bug you for that next week.
you know me well.
but I also think you are perhaps not willing to even, like, suggest that you think it's Daniels. Is there something specific about May or McCarthy or Penix, whoever? Is there something specific about one of the other guys you think could lead them to Washington, or maybe something specific about Daniels that gives you pause?
No, there's nothing that gives me pause about Daniels. I guess the balance for me is, you know, do they value immediate skill set versus potential more? I think Drake May has a more potential than immediate translatable skills to the NFL, but he is a prototypical size. He has a cannon for an arm. He's much more mobile than I think people give him credit for. Do they see him as a better fit long-term, or do they see, you know, what Jaden Daniels showed as the best fit for now and years to come? That's always the thing I'm balancing is, what does the team value more going into this? You know, the potential or the immediate translation? And if it's immediate translation, then I think it's no-brainer, Jaden Daniels. I also think Jaden Daniels has a ton of potential, too. But, you know, there's more unknowns with Drake May. And how they view that, I don't know.
It's interesting. I think there's a lot there, right? I think...
Yeah.
I think... The variance with Drake is a lot wider, where he could be a bust or have a really high floor.
Yeah.
I think there's less variance with Jaden. I think he's just going to be at least pretty good, frankly.
Yes. I do too.
I get my question, and I asked a bunch of coaches this at league meetings. Has evaluate, like you mentioned the prototypical size, right, with May. Has some of that started to shift in the post-Mahomes world where, like, what used to be a clear evaluation of a prototype quarterback? You know what I mean? Like, think about, like, when Andrew Luck came out, it was like, oh, my God, this is the cleanest quarterback prospect since Manning. But, like, the position has kind of shifted with what Mahomes has done to football.
Yeah, I feel like the size mattered more for the pocket passers. But because they're more mobile, you know, they're able to extend plays, extend drives longer in other ways. So size becomes a little bit less of an issue. But I still remember even, like, you know, there's still some coaches that value hand size. I mean, we were just like Kenny Pickett and the hand size. That was still a major storyline. That was only a few years ago.
Yeah.
So there are still some coaches that still value these measurements. And we'll still pick some players over others because of measurements. I don't think that's the driving force for any of them. I think that's, you know, something they keep in mind. If it's super close between prospects, they'll go with the one with the better size. But, you know, I still think it matters to a lot of teams, maybe a little less so now, just because of the way I feel like you have to be mobile to be a quarterback in the NFL anymore.
It seems more and more year after year.
Be mobile and be willing to listen to people about protecting yourself, because I think the major difference is, and this is what one of my coaches told me, when people are in the NFL, I mean in college, whether you're lifting weights or playing football, you're trying to impress the people at the next level.
Right.
So what do you do when you try to impress? You take risk. Once you get to the next level, now you have to be able to sit there and make sure that you can be around for a long time. You're not trying to impress per se anymore. You're just trying to make sure they could have a belief in you. So I think that's the main thing. If you can get that message transferred to, like, Jaden, everybody talking about his size. Dude, you don't have to try to run over people anymore. You don't have to headbutt a wall like Gus Frerotte. Now, just make it to the end of the game. And if that means sliding or not taking a hit or running out of bounds, you do that, because now you are a part CEO, not just a player.
Right. I agree with you 100%.
Well, and it's funny, too, because you think I've heard Drake compared to maybe a young Matt Stafford, right? And Stafford has a size. I mean, he's central casting for a quarterback, right? And he's been tough as hell to play through stuff, but he's had stuff his whole career. Like, he's shoulder, ankle, whatever. And that might be an example of what it was when you were a true pocket guy. And when you're a true pocket guy, sometimes you get your clock cleaned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's this myth that you only take big hits down the field. People get smoked in the pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would take a smaller guy with really good pocket presence over a bigger guy that doesn't have as good of vision, that will just get clobbered and stand there. To me, the pocket presence matters more than the size.
And hey, the fact that Ben Roethlisberger and also Cam Newton, big guys, got worn down, doesn't make a difference how big you are. If you take hits, you're going to take hits.
Yeah.
I think with Jaden, what gets lost in the conversation is how good he is from the pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a good thrower, too. I think so much gets, you know, and I'm guilty of this, too, just talking about his mobility. I think he's a dangerous runner, but he's a dangerous thrower, too.
Totally. 100%. Nikki, thank you. Say hi to Julian.
Appreciate you, Nikki.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. That's our friend Nikki Jabvala. Give her a follow at Nikki, N-I-C-K-I. Jabvala, J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A. Let's open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Also want to get Jeff and Toby. I want to get different perspectives. Do you think it's weird they've got all these quarterbacks coming, same place, same time? Your chance to talk next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Finley, 1067. Come to get together. We got about 5.5 hours till puck drop, boys and girls and people. Big, big game for your Washington Capitals tonight. We've been previewing it all day. If you missed our conversation with Barcel Nate or John Walton or even the Roosta, get on that app, hit rewind. We preview this damn thing left and right. Now, it has also been an interesting day for your Washington Commanders as all sorts of like weird snippets of news broke out. And then finally, it's just like, all right, they're inviting a whole bunch of people at once for their pre-draft visits, including four quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix, or Penix, pardon me. B, you say, hey, they're trying something different. It's what the Niners do. Cool.
I ain't saying they're trying something different. I'm saying they're doing what someone is accustomed to doing. So we hired Adam Peters, right?
Yes.
So whatever happened prior to Adam Peters, it's old news, right?
Correct.
So whatever he does moving forward is what he does. We got to learn to deal with that instead of worrying about how they did it before.
I'm curious for the boys in the aquarium where you land on this one. Toby, you were asking me about this earlier. It's certainly different. Are you cool with it? Concerned? What?
Well, I thought it was funny because we'd heard all these different reports. It seemed like from early reports that maybe Jaden Daniels was getting his whole day, and then there was another group. And at that point, it was like, all right, are they tipping their hand? But now that we know they're all just meeting at the same time, they can kind of do whatever they want. If that's how they want to go about this, I don't know that this is something where they were going to be hugely swayed by one of these visits that they're going to completely change their pick. They probably largely know who they're going to take, and this is a way that they can just, I don't know, just do it a little bit differently. I'm fine with it now that I know it's all at the same time.
Phone lines open if you want to weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Jeffrey?
The Commanders are some players, man. They bringing all their girls to the same dinner.
Man. It's an aggressive strategy.
Yeah, that is very aggressive.
I don't understand why
they're going like the Bachelor. They got one rose and a whole bunch of ladies going for it.
Hold on. They have the prize more than what the Bachelors are trying to get. You think any one of those players give a damn if the other one is there? Because every one of those players, young guys, are thinking, I'm the baddest SOB here. Yeah. And they want to show that. They don't care.
It just seems weird. Seems like a reverse group interview. You know how usually a group interview is like all the people from the board that's doing the hiring and stuff? It's like
it
every candidate
like
at the same time.
It something that we have not seen, and they've done it somewhere else. And we are, I've said this for the whole time, we are always asking for change. And then when we see it, we act like it's so different because we never saw it. This is the change you asked for.
people are trying to get something done and move forward, and we still are concerned about how it used to be.
Well,
what did we get from what it used to be?
Here's, but to that point, I think this feels unconventional, which feels different, which I could see eliciting an emotional response. But it's what the Niners do, and the Niners are good at it. What we have seen in the Ron era was unconventional, that wasn't working and didn't have a backdrop of success. So, like, I think if you want to question this, that's reasonable. But then if it's like, yo, this is how San Fran operates, that's where Peters came, and you wanted Peters because of the success he had there, okay.
Question was, when you started talking in the beginning of the offseason that the most important thing to do was to hire Peters.
Yeah.
They did that.
Yeah.
So whatever he does, you have to learn how to live with it.
Yeah.
I think when the problem is, we all in this town think we can ask for the person, we get the person, and we question everything that they do.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a problem. I just think it's that people are not used to it. Like, even if I was
the, we're not used to winning either.
No, that's true. I'm talking let's the folks on the phones chime in. Chelly is in DC. Chelly, what do you think of the way they're handling the quarterback prospects?
Yeah, man. Hell to the Redskins. Joy day, eight day. The way I see it, man. Hey, B Mitch, you was speaking some real truth earlier, and I just want to piggyback off of that. So whether you in little league, high school, college, every level that you jump up, you're being taught, and you're being taught to level up. Because you're in a different program and you level up. So when you make it to the NFL, yes, you're being taught again to level up. That's why coaching staffs and the management, why the coaching staff is so much important. So on that note.
So you think they're trying to generate competition here?
Yes. Why not? Yes. Yeah.
Thank
in
you,
every
Telly.
Position.
Appreciate it, buddy. Before right. I hang up, I'm going to put you on hold real quick.
Competition in that situation is just. The guys step in, and they're going to show who handles what better.
I believe in fairness in all fashions.
I think Toby is actually Jeff.
Yo, Toby, next thing you're telling me, Toby's stoned, because Toby is just turning into Jeff in that chair. When Jeff does this, I am relentless on him, so I'm going to be relentless on you. That caller is Telly. Everybody knows Telly. Toby.
Not me.
You wrote down Chelly. Chelly.
That's what I heard.
You must be stoned.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because Telly got a clear voice, too. Yeah,
yo,
Telly.
That's like how I say Twitter, basically. Like
Telly. No, it's Telly. And he hurt Chelly.
Toby's high. Who knew?
We know it's Telly.
All right, we got callers. Our guy, Mark, in Landover Hills. Now, Toby, you did a good job there, because Mark likes to point out that it's Landover Hills, not just Landover. Hello, Mark. What do you make of the visits?
Hey, you, JP?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, methinks you doth protest too much. Once again, my man B speaks with clarity. Listen to him closely. Let it go. We have shed Snidely Whiplash and his gang of merry men. This is what quality looks like, and it's a smart move because the world will get around.
But what did I say that was contrary to that, Mark?
We're like a band of turkeys. They'll be talking about it, and we'll get us some free agents and people want to play here.
Now, hold on, Mark. I don't disagree with you, but I never said to be alarmed here.
JP, alarm is your middle name, buddy. I don't know how you can get past that.
Thank you for the call and for the poetry there earlier. You're like a young Bill Shakespeare. Take care, Mark.
Thank you, Grumpy. Have a nice day.
Hold it down in Landover Hills. Just when things can't get weirder, Wildcard Scotty's on the line. Hello, Scott.
Yo.
What up, Scotty?
What's up, B? What's happening?
Good, man. What's going on?
No, I'm just calling in to chime in about this.
All right. What's your
so chime in.
Oh, I didn't know I was on or not, man. Okay. My
you think you're just
silent.
Talking to me and B and you're not on the radio?
I mean, who knows? I mean,
we found another person that's stoned.
I think it's adding an element. You found a what?
Just tell me what you think of the quarterback visits, please.
I think that having all the people visit at the same time, it adds a different wrinkle. It makes it weird. Puts them in a position to experience something that they might not have. I mean, they're all, you know, big-time prospects, why not make it a little bit uncomfortable before they even, you know, get on the field?
All right. Appreciate it. You know what? Thank you, buddy. I look at this as well.
Thank you, Scotty.
When everybody gets around all that talent, some people stand up to it and face it head on. Some people shy away from it. If I would ask you all this question, you bring in four of the top spot prospects and one guy shies away, you want that dude to be your quarterback? I think this is, listen, I think it's a clever move. Because now I may not even have to ask you a question and you'll give me answers.
There you have it. We're coming right back. If you're on the phone, stay there. We'll try to get you in before we're out. Grant and Danny at 2.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live all in D.C. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Shout out to Heavy Metal Chris for bringing this song to our attention. Banger, clearly. And the band is Darkest Hour. Because my dude Kendall from Channel 7 was asking me who's the band. It is Darkest Hour, Kendall. You want to hear that wild Let's Go Caps song? Check out Darkest Hour. Apparently the Caps like requested that song, so they did it all legal like Bugsy Siegel. All right, we got a couple more callers here. My boy Mike Kelly texted me and said we need to have Scotty as a regular cast member on the show. And I said he's got a good role right now. No, I said, no, that's not going to happen. We also found out Toby Altizer's never been to a concert. And Heavy Metal Chris invited him to take him to a heavy metal concert. I don't think that's the right way to break into the concert world. Nah, what do you think, B?
Nah, not to a heavy metal concert.
I went to a real death metal concert once in Richmond, Virginia, and that's a whole nother world. All right, we're going to knock out these last couple calls. Jaime is in Manassas and refuses to sell me a new car. Hello, Jaime. What do you make of the quarterback visits?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I think, obviously, they don't want to tip their hand. They want to show like they feel comfortable drafting any of the guys. I think they are in a position that they have more leverage than anybody else in the draft because we know that Caleb Williams is going to be drafted by the Bears. So, and what I heard is that at least five of these kids can be starters in the NFL. But also, I think that maybe the distance between Daniels and the rest of them is not as wide as we think. You see, Baker Mayfield was number one overall. Bryce Young was picked number one last draft. And even though the kid from the Texans, it shows that he's a better quarterback right now. So who knows? Maybe they're using that as a leverage, but also they want to hear from them. They want to put them in an uncomfortable situation to see how they react. And maybe, you know, they're willing to trade down and get one of these other kids.
Thank you. I mean, dude, you're right. Like, nobody thought it was going to be Baker Mayfield number one overall. There's always surprises. And I think, at least on our show, we've been very clear. We think it's going to be Jaden, but we don't know. We do not know. And Jaime, find me a Land Cruiser, dog.
We're working on it, JP.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
That's
Thank
my
you.
Guy, Jaime, from Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Go buy him a car. Go buy a car from him. He's great. or buy him a car. What the hell? Last one. Anthony, be quick. What do you make of the visits, dude?
Hey, as far as the visits, I think it's great that they're doing their due diligence. I think it's great that they're going through as many options as possible. I think it's very likely that six quarterbacks go in the first round, so I'm glad that the good old boys club is out of town and they're doing their best to do the best they can. That's really all we can ask them to do.
All you can ask for. Thank you, Anthony.
Appreciate you, brother.
Jeffrey, without further ado, let's make some bets. Okay, so who's running it? Toby or you?
Oh, me. I'm still here. everybody hit their bet except me last night. The Yankees took another L. I'm bouncing back with my boys because we don't lose two times in a row.
I sure hope they lose.
And let's go Caps. I'm taking the Caps money line.
We're all making a Caps prediction. Doesn't have to be your bet.
No. We're not letting you and Jeff pick the Caps. No, we can't.
I'm not saying it doesn't have to be your bet. Let's just make it. We did it last night. That wasn't my bet. It was just a prediction.
Just give a score. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm parlaying with the Lakers winning money line.
You have three bets going now? You have the Caps, the Lakers, and the Yankees?
I'm going to just take the Yankees and the Lakers. But, of course, I'm going for the Caps tonight.
Okay, so Jeff's a Yankee Laker fan. It's a miracle you're not a Cowboy fan.
Nah, I just got them beating the Pelicans. That's it.
Scotty just sent me a text. I'm reading verbatim. Why can't I get some regular action, brother? Because that's not a real sentence.
Time out. Pause. He wants regular action. Oh, JP.
That's a real pause. That's a major pause. All right. So who won? Everybody won but you last night?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's sitting at 1-0 except Jeff Walker.
Okay. Cool.
I'll go 3-1 Caps tonight for my score. I want to pick against the Nats tonight, but I'm not going to because I don't know who's pitching for the Dodgers, but Corbin's on the mound for the Nats.
Didn't make
so
a difference last night.
It kind of feels like the Nats are going to lose. But what I'm going to take, I'm going to go with Jeff. I'm going to take the Lakers, and I'm going to take the Warriors because it just feels like Lakers, Warriors, loser gets out of the playoff, winner gets the eighth seed is something that's going to happen. It just feels like they need that.
All right. Give me the Pelicans.
Oh, B's off to fade.
Hey,
Toby,
I was good to you yesterday, B.
No, I'm just saying I'm on the Pelicans because Jeff took him on. I was going to go whether you said something or not.
You know what I'm doing? I'm just betting on the Orioles again. That might be my strategy because they're good. And Toby, are the Twins any good?
They're all right.
Those
are better.
Great day today, man. Big game tonight, man. Make sure you're watching.
Man.
Or you can listen right here on 106.7 The Fan. John Walton does a hell of a job on the play-by-play call. Thank you to everybody that listened today. Thank you to Little Nate X. Thank you to John Walton. Thank you to Roosterini. Thank you to Nikki Jobvala. Thank you to the folks that called, even our guy, Wildcard Scotty. 9 days until the NFL draft. 3 days until Toby's first heavy metal concert with Heavy Metal Chris. We're all going to make it, folks. We're all going to make it. I'm about to get on a train to Philadelphia. I don't know if I'll make it. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far.
Might not make it back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.